Welcome to Cooler Bar Care. Sharon speaking.
Oh, hello, Sharon. I was trying to get a hold of you, and I didn't know who to ring or what to ring, and I was just ringing up reception to ask me if they put me through to Sharon.
Well, there you go. You're here. You don't have to go any further.
I have a rather big problem. Brian's had to go out to get some petrol and some money to pay the main hangers men. He very rarely goes out now on his own, as you know. And I'm going out in my wheelchair, but every time he's gone out today and our postman bell rang, by the time I got into my wheelchair and got out there, I was yelling, I'm coming, he'd gone, but the gate was locked. Now, during the day, when the gate has been left open, because some of us here leave it open, they just come in and put the parcel or whatever it is on the chair. And I'm wondering, is it possible to keep the gate shut at night, but keep it open during the day? Because it's getting really difficult for me in the wheelchair.
Okay, so from my point of view, no, because at the end of the day, you are living there as classed as security. If you want to leave your gate open, then it may not pay out if you get a burglar. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Because you open the security gate to let people in, yet you would have to question then, am I covered if something gets stolen?
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, but my Brian's bedroom window isn't sort of secure. There's no fences around that.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to say no. It's your choice if you want to leave it open. I can't stop you.
Well,
which I can I? I can't stop you.
No, but I know where you come from. I know what you're saying, but I'll have a little word with Ken as well. He does leave it open. Bob leaves it open sometimes, but it's the other ones who shut it. It does make it difficult for me. But anyway, that's all right. I've rung you up and I've asked you. You've said no, so no, it is.
All right then, honey. No worries.
All right, Sharon. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay,
bye.